Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Demonstrations under the banner of No Kings are scheduled across Minnesota tomorrow, targeting what organizers describe as increased authoritarian excess and corruption within President Donald Trump's administration. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is expected to speak at the Minneapolis rally alongside other local and national voices. 53% of hospitality businesses surveyed in Minnesota are reporting a decline in summer profits. Minneapolis Federal Reserve Regional Analyst Haley Chenander says they cited several reasons for the decline.
Many of them pointed to things like high prices and wages as their top two challenges right now. One of the things we heard was that their wholesale prices were increasing much more than they were passing those costs on to their customers. Some businesses pointed to changes in trade policies and tariffs.
Chenander notes the higher prices are causing additional strain for businesses in the state. The housing crisis on Minnesota's Native American reservations is often invisible, yet deeply entrenched. According to a report from Wilder Research, although Native Americans make up just 2% of the state's population, they represent a staggering 30% of homeless adults. Unlike the visible encampments in the Twin Cities, homelessness in greater Minnesota often takes the form of couch hopping, individuals moving between the homes of friends and relatives. It's Awareness Month for Head Start, a program that serves over 12,500 children in Minnesota's 87 counties with early learning, health, and family well-being. Executive Director of the Minnesota Chapter, Craig Grotke, says programs are hurting right now, having to be choosy with the programs they offer and reduce kids to keep the same amount of money due to federal cuts.
So they've been able to serve less kids, keep the money, and then shuffle that money around to cover their costs. But nobody wants to do that because we have waiting lists.
Grotke says about 80% of their funding is federal and goes straight to local communities, bypassing the state. He adds that their offices are operating at 60% of staff. Essentia Health is donating $1 million to help fund The Loop, a new downtown Moorhead development featuring a library, community center, and walking trail near the Red River. The 48,000-square-foot space is set to open next spring. The Matriarch Giving Circle is a new grassroots fund created to boost the state's nonprofit sector after cuts at the federal level. Co-founder Nyla Hebert says these burdens are falling disproportionately on women leaders, specifically women of color. She says they realized that no one was coming to save them.
Many of us experienced challenges with this administration, their executive orders, the decisions that have been made to defund and really devalue the work that nonprofits do.
Hebert says they are guided by matriarchal values of, quote, abundance and care, redistributing power, and pooling resources. The University of Minnesota and North Dakota's men's hockey teams renew their rivalry tonight in Grand Forks. The 8th-ranked Fighting Hawks and number 13 Golden Gophers are playing a 2-game weekend series. This is MNN.